The last time I went to a California beach for some fun in the sun, I got myself into big trouble. When I arrived, I saw bright yellow flags flapping in the breeze. I thought how nice it was of these people to decorate the beach with these little yellow flags. What I didn't know, and no one bothered to tell me, was that the flags were there not for decoration, but for a warning. I learned later they warned that only expert swimmers should go into the surf. The waves were too powerful and the undertow too strong for the average person. But I'm from Colorado. What do I know about these things? So out I went, further and further into the churning water, in hopes of catching a big wave and riding it in. Well, I caught one all right. Or to be more accurate, it caught me. It slammed into me and flipped me over and over as I raced toward the beach. I hit the beach with a thud, my face plowing up the sand, and then I was flipped over on my back, and next began a tug of war as the undertow tried to pull me back into the ocean. I fought back, trying to get myself right side up, while I finally got on my hands and knees and crawled to safety, fighting to catch my breath and get the sand out of my eyes and mouth. I was safe, but I was shaken, and I learned a lesson. When you launch out into a world about which you know very little, look for and obey the warning signs. It's like billions of people going through life who don't understand the spiritual warning signs. And friend, whether we like it or not, you and I have the privilege and responsibility of helping others understand those warning signs. The book of Romans says that those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. But the Apostle Paul asked, how shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? You see, a little yellow flag on the beach didn't stop me from a wrong choice. I needed someone to explain the warnings to me. You have friends, relatives, neighbors who have seen the warning signs, but they also need a concerned lifeguard like you to explain Christ to them so they can understand and be saved from destruction. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.